This week's video game bang is brought to you by Nerd Reactor. I am Sir Aaron Carter, here with
Corey Vincent.
And we've got one banging show for you, everybody. We bring out an old game that some love, some hated.
I think mostly love.
Ask Ashley, and maybe we'll find out a true answer to that one.
Ask Ashley who?
We do a whole bunch of bang bites. And,
whole bunch?
Yeah, I would say a chunk.
A chunk of, bang bites. You'll have to. It's an inside joke. You guys will get in a few minutes.
That's terrible. Also, we go over the gaming news as well. There's a lot of cool stuff out there. You can get sponsored by some cool people at GameStop.
Oh, yeah. The awesome people at GameStop. Yeah, right. Love GameStop.
And then we also figure out what we're playing this week.
Yeah, we do play What You Playing, don't we?
Yes, we do. Alex Baggs, Steven Gutierrez is also along for the ride, right?
Yep.
And they have some interesting things to say.
And
not really, actually.
If you want to check us out live on the weekends, we have a Twitch. So go to twitch.tv/videogame_bang, and you can catch us at 9:30 Pacific time. And what's the topic this week, Aaron? You didn't think of it, did you?
No, I'd never think of it.
Oh, my God.
They'll find out soon, but this time they need to just listen. 3, 4, 5. Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
All right. You know what time it is. It is time for Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what I'm reacting to is another day, another dollar, and we have a lot to talk about because we have an all-star lineup on the Bang Gang. On the Game Bang? You know what it is. Joining us all the way from about a quarter mile from my house, if he was a sound effect, he would be Mr. Aaron Carter.
That's incorrect.
How so, sir?
Because swing and a miss.
You know.
Already.
Oh, wow.
Swing and a miss.
I have a feeling we're going to be hearing that sound effect a lot with you. It always ends up... Have you noticed this in our show? About once per episode, you do talk about something or some situation.
Well, here's the reason why.
On Law and Order.
Here's literally the reason why. Because Law and Order is around us at all times, everybody. Literally every 3 seconds, someone is being raped in America.
All right.
Wow. Thank you for shutting down the PSA over here or whatever.
We don't need that. We'll get to it later. Joining us also.
Who do the men call? Exactly.
Also joining us back from the grave, he is Steven Gutierrez. And if he was a sound effect, he would be
Sega.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Why am I back from the grave?
I know, yeah.
Are you trying to kill me?
I thought you were dead, but you came back.
Wow.
What have you been doing? Where have you been?
What?
It seems like we haven't seen you in a while. Has it been
because you haven't been inviting me to the show, you son of a bitch.
Well,
see, ratings dip, and then you need me to pull them back up.
That's actually pretty accurate. That's
and
why,
then
that's
pull
why
out.
You're here. That's why you're here. Joining us also is Alexander Vagan Band's Wiener Schnitzel. And if he
at
was.
At no point did you approach a correct name there.
If he was the sound effect, he'd be.
You're the worst.
Am I?
Yeah, it's. Do you even, like.
It's kind of a shtick.
Think about what you're going to press?
I just push him.
He's the wacky DJ that can't get anything right. Aww. He always hits the wrong button.
And you're ruining little Jamie's bar mitzvah.
Oh, man. So, obviously, I have a new sound effect app. I like it so far. We're going to be implementing it throughout this show.
I'm sorry, people.
The soundboard is brought to you by Patreon.com. If you want to go support the show, go to Patreon.com/VideoGameBang. We have hit our first goal, everybody. We are close. We're creeping up on that second goal mark. And when we hit that mark is when I think you'll notice a huge change in the quality of our show. If you can't already, first big purchase we did was wireless microphones, so we're going to be setting up another Dungeons & Dragons finally. And the reason we haven't done it yet is because we haven't been equipped to handle it. Our studio is not so portable, but thanks to the listeners
and... Hardly a studio at all.
You know what? Shut your mouth. We actually have a portable studio now, Aaron, and Aaron has seen it. He verifies its existence. Is that right?
I confirm it.
And
I thought you were going to say neither confirm nor deny. I plead the fifth.
So we thank you guys for all of that. Also, if you guys want to follow us on Twitter, at Video Game Bang, we do giveaways. We interact with the people. We respond to all the corrections you guys may have of the show.
Which I'm sure are many.
Exactly.
I've been responding actually getting a lot of tweets at me.
And how's
the last couple of shows.
About?
Different things that I talk about. Oh, you don't know the age of Chewbacca?
You don't?
No, I don't know the damn age of Chewbacca. I don't know how long Wookiees last.
There you go.
See, that's good.
You did it. You did it, kid. I'm proud of you.
That's the only one.
Now you should have
one. The only one that you get.
Yep.
Well, that actually kind of still works.
Yeah. That's the story of your life.
Savor the flavor.
Hey,
Aaron, did you know something came in the mail for you?
That's where he loses it.
That's where Harry lost it. That's terrible.
What?
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
That's the scary part. That's the dramatic part.
Something came in the mail for you, Aaron. It was actually...
Are you looking for the D's Nuts one? There you go.
Got him! His joy just fills me with joy.
His joy should fill everybody with joy.
Just seeing how happy he was about that joke. I mean, I can relate. I've made a lot of dumb jokes throughout the course of this show. And I know what it's like to have a good joke that's only funny to you. And that's why I relate to it. Cowabunga! Now we're going to get on with the show.
Bad. So bad.
It's like an 8-year-old with a keyboard that plays noises.
I have local news here, and it's kind of a downer, so I kind of want to start with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's all lead right. with a downer.
You know, the last time you did this? You're going to say something sad? It's all down.
The last time you did this, the whole show was like morbid and sad.
Well, this isn't a death, right?
No, it wasn't a death. All right. But... it is important.
It was a great loss.
It was. No, I don't know if it's great.
Is it the robbery?
Yeah, it was the robbery. So we have a little affiliation with the Gamers Funk Lab here in Sacramento. It's an amazing store. I mean, it's locally ran. It's not, you know, you don't walk in there and get that GameStop treatment. And they got robbed yesterday morning. And they caught it all on video, released the video.
That was yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Oh, man, I thought that was like 4 days ago.
Yeah, so it feels like a long time ago. But it happened, and, you know, they didn't really come out and say too much, except here's the video, what can you do to help, and I've seen the thing get spread around all through the city, and that's good, but what happened is the Gamers Funk Lab actually lost a lot of money in products. They lost a PS4, Xbox One bundle, they actually destroyed one of the point-of-sale systems to grab the cash register, they ripped one of the display cases off the wall. So damage to the wall.
I feel like that costs more than either one of those other two things that you said.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like any damage to infrastructure is worse than any product you have in the store.
Especially in a store like that, because it's not like he can just repair it. You know, they got to have people come in.
Gotta call and get a contractor out there.
I was torn when I saw this video. I felt distraught and disturbed that these gentlemen would come in and steal from a very nice place. Then I was delighted...
To find out they were white.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Very much so. That they weren't two black guys. And
but you know what description they still gave the cops, right?
Yeah. Black between the ages of 1 and 100. Yeah. size 2 foot to 7. Yep. And everybody's a suspect.
You know, medium build.
Yeah.
Late 20s.
Pretty sure he has a gun.
Yeah.
They literally just go on the dispatch and say, just say they fit the description. That's all you got to do.
Just say it.
You fit the description. You're looking for two white guys. You fit the description.
We're bringing you in just for the lineup, so that way we can tell that people are racist.
Exactly.
That's all we're doing.
No, it was bad. I didn't see it coming for them, definitely. That was kind of jacked up.
Well, same thing happened to River City Comics and Games, which was just a few doors down.
Was it two white guys for that
Wait.
I don't remember.
What are they still out of River City?
I don't even remember. I don't recall.
Money out of the cash register.
Like, it's a comic book shop, though. Like,
there's still money.
I understand, but there's other businesses around that probably made well more.
Just go to the ice cream.
Yeah, like Cold Stone probably
you're
had way more than the comic book
they
shop.
They probably have official drop systems and safes and stuff that are more in place because it's corporate, though.
My thing is, like, why risk going to jail and get SVU'd?
See, that would have been there. Right been,
I kind of tried asleep to lead at you the to wheel. That. get SVU'd and for what, $500?
Yeah.
If that.
Do they have the serial numbers for those systems?
They were brand new in the box, so I don't know.
You can't trace serials.
Still write the numbers. Serial numbers down.
Do you remember how much shit we got in?
Yes.
And yes, someone who shall remain nameless would just sell systems willy-nilly and then never take it out of the book.
Oh, that's terrible, man. Yeah.
But what's actually happening here that I wanted to get to, the silver lining on all this out of, you know, these two bastards that can do something so
they're
bullshit.
Not dead.
What?
I mean, we're not dead. That's a silver lining,
that's
right?
A silver lining. Another silver lining
somebody
is
could have been there.
Jay Gist is kind of restructuring his tournament this weekend. So if you're in the Sacramento greater area and you want to go to a gaming tournament this Saturday at the Gamers Funk Lab, they are doing a fundraiser / raffle to help the company cover the cost of repairing the damage.
Cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. We will be there hopefully raffling off as well, just some secondary prizes, posters and whatnot, whatever we could pull out of the VGB studios, we will donate to help. And yeah, if you want to get involved, there will be a link in the description of this podcast to how you can donate from anywhere in the world to the PayPal directly. And we're hoping just to clear, I think, we're not going to probably be able to cover the whole thing because it's thousands and thousands of dollars worth of damage. But the gesture is anything we can do to help and band together and make it less, because these guys aren't millionaires. This isn't GameStop, a giant corporation. This is run by a family from the area, so that's what sucks for me.
Well, and they really like games too. That's why they made it.
Yeah,
you know, when instead of they could have just gone and worked at GameStop or whatever, they decided to make their own game store and make it a home for tournaments and stuff too. That's really freaking cool.
Yeah, it's more than
worth
just a
supporting.
Game store. Yeah, it's becoming a staple of the Sacramento area gaming scene, in my opinion. But enough of that bad news.
So much weight.
It's pretty much a lot of weight.
We can definitely turn it into that, though.
What?
The staple that you hold it at.
It's going that way. I mean, look at Sacramento as an area has grown so much in its nerddom, geekery. Like, I don't remember near this many conventions. Like, the conventions we've had the last 2 years.
That's true of everywhere, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think conventions as a whole.
We've been getting the major regional tournaments here, though, too.
We're a state capital.
Yeah, but we're also competing with a lot of bigger cities.
You know what happens
state.
At state capitals is a lot of events. So there's a lot of
no.
event places.
Really? Is,
at
that,
state
what,
capitals.
Is that how state capitals?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's when like congressmen's have dinner. That's right, congressmen's.
Not congresswomen's?
No, no.
So no, keep my politics pure.
Yeah. Keep the men white.
Men and white.
And old.
And old.
Old and white.
Very old.
And out of touch, and they don't know how the internet works.
These nuts.
Sorry. I guess Corey's a congressman.
Got
him. Just fit the description, Corey.
Oh my God.
That's terrible.
Old and out of touch with what's going on in the world. There you go.
What? Another thing that I want to talk about is Mortal Kombat X. And Jada will be on the show next week. People have been wondering, where's Jada? And Jada, no, actually nobody has.
That's but, jacked up.
But, I wondered once. I wondered up. Once.
But next week, Jada will be on the show, and there will be a barn burner discussion. Jada was the actual official reviewer.
A debate? Is that what you're going to do?
You yeah. got to, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Barn
we'll,
burner.
We'll put up a segment. A defend barn. Your review,
yeah,
basically.
Well, I want Jada to defend this review. She gave Mortal Kombat X a 4 out of 5 stars. I think it deserves no more than a 2.5. Oh, shit.
What you playing?
What you I got playing? Trumped.
What
that's what happened.
Trumped by
what
you.
Playing?
I got trumped what by playing? Myself. That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song, where we have to quit. We have to quit all conversations we were having beforehand.
He's just trying to fix his stutter. It's okay, Stuttering Stanley.
Stuttering Stanley.
You can finish.
You should make that a soundboard.
What?
The What You Playing.
You know what? I should.
That why you just randomly do it each time.
I kind of like the random.
It's not
That's
random.
That's not random.
It's every 14
you can
seconds.
See it on the timeline,
yeah,
whenever
no, like
it comes
that.
Up.
You guys
like
don't
that.
Know this, and maybe the viewers at home have caught on, but I actually adjust it by a half a millisecond each time.
Yeah, no, there's some random in there.
It's
yeah.
not random.
It is 100% random.
He just said how much. You can calculate
no, I know.
Each episode
yeah,
now.
I know, but that's random, because
yeah,
will he do it or won't he do it?
Yeah, wow. exactly. Sometimes
I want somebody to actually go through all the podcasts and like check how many times you've changed the spot.
I really
will.
Hope someone doesn't waste their time.
Please waste your time.
That's
please.
Not wasting
no.
time.
We need
you.
That information.
Yes.
That is important.
It's imperative.
Let's start off with Alexander Van Baggins Van Zwienendal.
You keep wanting to work that veen or ween in there. That's weird.
And he adds a lot of vans in there.
Van is fine. Veen, not so much.
What have you been playing?
I bought Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PC. That is a very appropriate one.
You bought?
A $60 game on the PC. I know. Fucking crazy.
I was thinking about doing that too, though, actually.
I hated the online when I started playing it. I thought it was the dumbest fucking thing I played in a long goddamn time.
Why is that?
The load times were fucking atrocious.
Oh, yeah, okay, of course.
Well, no, I play games where that's not a big deal. It's called PC games, as a rule. But, I mean, this game was made for consoles first, so, I mean, that's okay. It's for dumb people and dumb stuff.
Wow.
Game over.
But all right,
we're moving on to Steven.
It's a lot of fun online.
I'm actually curious.
I might buy this game.
After he's done spewing his propaganda.
I had a lot of... I rage quit the first day because I didn't get into anything and... I couldn't get into a game with my friends, which
is
I was playing
the
online for.
Oscars? Are you like trying to
the
rush
single player is fine enough, but the fact that they have a 3-character story, I feel like is going to dilute some of it. I don't know.
No, you've not played this at all, correct?
No.
So then, yeah, it doesn't dilute anything.
It actually enriches the story. We'll see. I'm already at a point where like that's cool. I've played a couple of missions and they're fucking stupid.
Like what ones?
The paparazzi one. That's really engaging.
That's
gameplay.
A side quest.
I understand that. But that's a mission they're putting in a game that I'm going to play. And when most of it is just pointing my fucking mouse at a fucking car, are you kidding me? That's stupid.
I enjoyed those ones for the commentary on the side.
But you
that's
don't
so,
have to
it's
play
It's beating
those.
Your head, beating you over the
but
head
do,
with
do
it.
Do you not have to not, you cannot play that one, right?
Yeah, you can skip it.
You can technically skip it, yeah.
Don't give me a technically. You can skip it.
No one's gonna play just the story mode, just the hardcore main story
mode.
But
it's not like it's like...
Have you ever worked at GameStop?
It's not like it's just the story mode.
They were a small percentage of the people who played the actual hard story.
Those were people.
And they were morons. I'll say it straight up.
They would come in the next day. I don't have online. I'm trading this game in.
It's online only, you idiot. No, it's good. Then I actually played a heist with my friends. I had so much fun playing that heist with friends that it redeemed all of that back.
How did it compare to Payday, which you play?
I feel like it's a more action-oriented Payday. Where
really?
Yeah, because you have objectives and you have to redo the thing and retry and sometimes sneak and sometimes do the specific mission and stuff. But it's way more just like, I don't know, hectic and crazy for some of the shooting and stuff, and you can die and respawn in the game. I don't know. It was fun. It was very fun to play the heist and succeed at it.
That's actually a promising review.
But the single player is fun. I will say that. It is very fun. But my problem is, it's fucking Grand Theft Auto. It's the same recipe that we've had since 3. It's the same recipe that was in Vice City, San Andreas, 4.
Not necessarily San Andreas.
What?
San Andreas, I felt, had a stronger character.
Why didn't you follow the train, CJ? No. All you had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
You could be fat. You could be thin.
You have stats in this.
It took kind of all that.
They removed it. That's the stat. So the big San Andreas was up here, way high, and then it hit down to 4 because that underwhelmed everyone. It looked pretty, and the cars drove a little better. But beyond that, it really wasn't fucking anything. And then 5 has so much ground to cover that people are just... like, their expectations are set so low because of 4, they're fucking shitting themselves over how good this game is. It's like, you do realize it's still just Grand Theft Auto, right?
I don't know. I think Grand Theft Auto 5 is my favorite in this franchise.
No.
The online is what I like.
The heists are really fucking fun.
I loved the style and everything about Vice City was amazing. I love that era.
Yeah, because it was awesome. Especially because it was hokey 80s. It was like way above and beyond 80s, which was already above and beyond what it needed
to be. I did
love
San Andreas for all the reasons Aaron said, the customizable characters.
Also the huge map to drive on.
Yeah.
And it felt genuinely different from place to place.
Yeah.
I didn't spend that much time on San Andreas, I'll be honest.
I played a bunch of
Vice City, probably way too much standard. I used to have muscle memory for the cheat codes on the PlayStation 2 controller for San Andreas.
But see, to me, the online feels like a San Andreas type of deal. minus, of course, your character development, you know, like, but like the...
But I feel, but so one of the main things that I really liked about Grand Theft Auto Offline is the story mode when you play through it. So you can run up and go to a mission, and then you can go play that mission in the world. So it's like this contained, it's like contained within a container sort of thing, you know, like you can go out in the world and do whatever you want, or you can do missions. Whereas when I play online, a lot of that quick, snappy, like load into a mission and do this, it's, I could get up, go to the fucking store, make buy the things, make a goddamn sandwich, make the goddamn sandwich, eat my sandwich, poop the sandwich, come back, and I'm still not loaded into the game. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's about 12 hours, everybody.
That is. That's 12 hours to load the game.
But I don't know. On the console, it didn't seem that long to load for missions.
Maybe towards the beginning when there was server issues.
Yeah, when there were server issues, definitely.
And I feel like some of that is launch woes. But the thing is it's porting it
maybe
from this.
Maybe your PC's not strong enough.
No, it's not. Shut your whore mouth. Maybe it's not. You do not insult that.
Maybe you need to upgrade.
No, I just bought a new video
card. It's been
card.
6 months, right?
Yeah, and
maybe you just got to buy better.
Games like this don't actually take advantage of anything GPU, that's newer, but that's cute.
Motherboard.
You can try.
I'm just throwing out random facts.
You
now.
Don't even know.
Keyboard. The thing I loved about GTA 5 is just the amount of detail they put into that stupid game.
The beard's not holding me back. That's helping me.
There is a lot of detail.
Containing
in
your
game,
madness. The pants getting wet when you walk in a puddle to the like.
No, those were just your pants that got wet.
Yeah,
when you were playing
true.
The game.
Spotty reception.
You can't
on
hear
the
it,
radio.
But I am air jacking off right now about how shitty that is. No one gives a shit about that.
Spotty reception when you're driving under a tunnel.
No.
I love that stuff.
No.
That's little tiny details in the game that are just ridiculous.
Do they make the gameplay itself better? No.
It
no, they do
the
not.
Immersion better.
Are there's no playing? Immersion in a fucking Grand Theft
Have
Auto.
You playing first person
yeah,
mode?
There is when they,
no.
when they do that.
Are you sure it's not
yes,
just
type
your
of
type of game in general is why you're hating on
I've
it so much?
I've played the old ones that were better.
I don't think that's true.
No. I think that's true.
I think you would have had the same response that you have right now with this game with the other ones. But you have your, like,
no, I would not have, because it changed drastically from 2 to 3. 3 built the entire empire that is sandbox shoot-em-up games.
Yes.
True, yes.
That was the first, and everyone has to respect that.
Of course.
And so then Vice City was a palette swap. Let's be honest here. It added some cool stuff, added, like, some really cool little things. That was great. San Andreas was the culmination of it. It was everything everybody wanted in a game, but the graphics weren't great. And then you got a phone call.
Wow. Because that definitely went
that, that was a sound effect. Total sound effect.
And brought to you by T-Mobile.
And then 4 lost all of that. And it just made it prettier.
Yeah.
And 4 set everyone's expectations so low.
Vice
5 is great.
City.
I want to know
was
what the people think. People,
music,
if you're listening
right?
to this, you have an opinion on what we've been talking about GTA, let us know. But we've got a lot more people to get to. We're going to go skip over to Aaron Carter. What have you been playing?
Hots.
Hot.
Played some Heroes of the Storm the other night.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, you did get an invite.
No, I didn't.
You just didn't see it because I was just yelling
at
it.
You were getting
my
lost
house.
In the world.
Was a lot of years yelling at it.
Yeah. I just said, hey, Alex, the game.
Join me.
He stuck his head out of the window. All right. Alex, assemble.
We streamed it for a few hours last night, got our tails whooped in every single match.
Went on a long losing streak.
And then when Steven joined, did you guys play one more?
We played a couple more.
Did you guys kick ass?
And the first match we got into, we were just wailing on them. Like,
yeah, we did.
Hardcore.
It was a close match.
Like, just beating the mess. So and then all close. Of a sudden, something happened, and then we just started losing.
What happened was, is they were working on the mercenary
the
people.
Yeah, they were working on
the mercenaries.
Camps, and
we
were
doing, like, other stuff. And then the mercenaries kind of just helped. Them sweet.
Because we were just beating on them. Like, I didn't fear one person on that team. And we were at least 2 levels above them. And then all of a sudden,
just
the tide turned. Yeah. And
it's
I was
like Mario Kart rubber banding.
I lost our focus.
Didn't upset me enough to be like, oh, I hate this game. Or like, I just rage. I was just like, man, crap. That just happened.
Did you have to figure out, were you like, I have to figure out how they did that?
No, because I figured out how they did that pretty quickly.
Okay.
With the camps and everything. Yeah, like, okay. It was our fault. We... 100%.
But so you saw
that.
A way to be better for next time.
Yes.
All right. That's good growth in a game.
But then we tried to do bots. Were you with us on the bots?
The cooperative?
Yeah, I was on you with the bot match.
Okay, so then after that we just played another match, didn't we?
We played like
Steven wasn't in the bot match.
No. Yeah, I know.
And then you guys played
I'm saying after we almost won, we played another match cuz I was like, you know, I was trying not to leave
we
on
did
a
play a bot match. And I played with you.
Oh yeah, the cooperative one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got, did we win?
That's all I've been playing. We won one. We lost the other.
Yeah, we lost the second one. Yeah.
Because we weren't going for the curses.
Oh, yeah. So we played a curse match, right? Where you have to get three curses and then it drops, you know, the defense of your.
Oh, man. It ravages your defense. Yeah.
But when we were playing, we totally just forgot about the objectives.
Yeah. We were just killing people.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, they're up to two curses and we're at zero. We're like, what did that happen?
Yeah, there was like a jump. We were at 11. They were at like 16 in level gap.
And then they just rampaged. Yeah, those objectives were
map objectives very,
are very
important.
Yeah. All right. So you've been playing HOTS. Steven, what have you been playing?
Borderlands Handsome Jack Collection.
On the Xbox One?
Xbox One, yes, sir.
And what are you noticing about it?
It's a big graphics leap from 360 to Xbox One. But then, like, I invited Javier to see. I was like, check it out. And he was like, yeah, it looks like that on the PC. And I was like,
goddamn PC players.
But, yep. You know, it's cool. It's cool because I don't have to upgrade my Xbox every, like, 6 months. So
turns out you don't have to play with your PC either.
Yeah, you do.
Clearly, if you want to play Grand Theft Auto correctly. In your face, Alex.
That's network connectivity.
Suck it,
issues.
Smart guy.
That's because they ported it from the console where they have bad servers.
Ouch. Whatever, dude.
Bad
internet
design.
Speed. Check it.
There's a.
I actually do need to check that. It's been dropping.
A comic book for the Borderlands coming out today or tomorrow. One of those. It's more, I guess, getting into the world.
Did they bring back Roland?
Well, it takes place before he's dead.
Zombie, yes. Roland.
I hate that bull crap. So I'm like, why are you expanding more on the story? Whatever. Go
what
ahead.
If he's never actually dead?
What if then, it's all a dream?
Then it's awesome.
If I used to read Word Up magazine.
If they write it off,
I don't know the next part. Sorry, Alex, I failed you.
It's only a dream. If they write off that game and be like, you know, it was an alternate universe when they open up the first
they
Pandora.
Kick Anthony Birch in the dick.
I know, right?
No, it's not.
Yeah, would?
Because then they can do like an Infinite Crisis thing where the two worlds merge or something like that.
Bingo.
They're not different enough, I don't think.
See? Or, what do you mean they're not different enough? Did you hear the voice acting?
From 1 and 2?
Yeah. Listen to the voice acting.
Of Borderlands?
Yeah,
it's different voice acting.
The voice acting and the characteristics of Roland in part 2.
And
then listen to the voice acting and characteristics. I know it's two different people, definitely, but their mannerisms are 100% different.
He has a British accent.
They didn't just
way
add
different.
More.
No,
to
they
him?
Didn't Roland anybody yet. The only person I think that sounds remotely the same is maybe the siren. Yes. Yes.
I remember Brick. Was it Brick?
Brick,
yeah, Brick
no,
was
Brick,
completely different.
He went from just the grunts and yelling to like. Straight up.
Two different universes.
What up,
yeah.
Two different
what
universes,
up,
everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Go back in time. Lilith's
no, don't do
siren
time.
Powers.
Just do
saves Roland and brings him back.
Alternate universes. Let's just stick with that.
As for myself, I've been playing HOTS with these guys, and I've really put a lot of time into a game I don't even like in Mortal Kombat X. And it's
kick
more
my ass.
It's more because we're going to that tournament this weekend, and I kind of want to be brushed up a little bit because Jay has been talking all kinds of head, and I don't want to completely embarrass myself. But it just brings so much disappointment. And the argument I had with Nerd Reactor people was that when they were defending it, they were saying, you know, how great it is. The three fighting styles are like
that
so
is cool.
Unique, and there's never been anything like this before.
It was in the other ones,
but they did it in Deception.
Yeah,
and you could switch. In the middle,
was
in
that
mid-match.
The weapons one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
You had two fighting styles and a weapon style, and you could switch mid-match.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
And like when I explained that to them in Nerd Reactor, they were like, oh, they would never do that, because in tournaments you can only pick one character and one fighting style. And,
no.
Yeah, I was like...
It was in Deception, there was the normal...
That's a real thing that happened.
I don't think they understood that you didn't have to pause and like switch your style in the middle of the match. It
yeah,
was, like,
you just
fluid.
Switch.
It was on the fly.
It was like a stance switch.
You literally press either it was R1 or L1 and
yeah,
it
was one of the shoulder buttons.
I remember Kung Lao had like the mantis and...
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. I just like switching because he looked pretty cool just how he switched
like he was
styles.
Doing the Thriller?
Yeah.
Instead of what was it, the side change now?
Yeah, now
or
it's...
still, I guess.
What does that do though?
Nothing.
It does nothing?
I don't know, not that I know. Of.
I don't know if it's doing
anything. Yeah,
didn't say anything in the review?
I didn't read the entire review. I went straight to the number.
That's what I did. I scrolled all the way,
and then
I
got, all the way down and then all
I
the way back up.
I got pissed off and I went into Nerd Reactor's group and I was like, why are we reviewing these games so high? We need to be careful when we're reviewing these stuff because... And they're like, well, everyone else is giving it high ratings. And I was like, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good. We don't have to rate it high just because everyone else is.
You didn't let any of your hatred for Ed Boon get the best.
That's the thing.
You.
I hate Ed Boon, and
yeah,
I can isolate that. I love Mortal Kombat.
Did.
I love Mortal Kombat. Armageddon.
I don't think you can like current Mortal Kombat. I don't think you can like Mortal Kombat past a point because of your hatred of them.
I love Armageddon for all the characters.
Yeah, okay. That was amazing. I'll give you that. Yeah, that was
limitless possibilities.
Just put in all the characters at once.
I have not liked Mortal Kombat since Ultimate 3.
I actually have never liked Mortal Kombat.
Not even in Deception, Aaron?
So beat you.
Did you play Conquest mode in Deception?
Nope.
So good.
I did. It was good. It was more than just...
I've said this before on many occasions. The 2D era of fighting games, even though they were
just... Was the prime?
A whole bunch of pictures of guys in cosplay fighting each other on Mortal Kombat. I didn't care.
Sonya Blade started the yoga
dance. It was the top... She did, actually. Yeah. She did. Yeah, yeah, go.
Think about it.
Learn your history, everybody.
Learn your history.
So did Jax.
He was in a man thong.
Two 2D fighting, like, I don't know, it feels quicker. Like, I don't know, whenever they move
it's
to 3D
snappier.
Polygons.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the Street Fighter 3D. That's
hand
the worst.
Hand-drawn, to me, is like just the best. Sprites and hand-drawn. Like, you gotta do that.
Yeah,
way.
It's like, why is Ryu's chin that big?
It is. It
should not be
jaw.
That big. Like,
no,
what?
It's huge for chomping it's all terrible. Of his foods.
Have you seen Chun Li's hands?
Yeah,
she can crush watermelon.
She's got
those
man
bad
hands.
Boys.
Have you seen those thighs though?
Oh my gosh,
them thighs.
She can crush
my thunder
watermelon.
Thighs, y'all.
My final
thunder
argument
thighs.
Is I'd like to pose a question to anybody who wants to defend Mortal Kombat X. Just because I give it a low rating doesn't necessarily mean it's terrible.
Well, you better build your case because next week's show.
Well, yeah, here's what I'll build debate. My case on. And I'm going to give a spoiler, because if Jada wants to listen or anyone wants to help her form the argument, I don't think this Mortal Kombat did anything better than any other Mortal Kombat. It's just another Mortal Kombat.
Is it the
Kombat.
Combination of the things, though?
We're doing a trial. Next episode. Next Video Game Bank.
Judge, jury, and executioner?
Yeah. I'm going to judge it, because I'm
besides
partial.
Besides graphics. And graphics, I will air wank to graphics.
We're going
to...
They do look real pretty, though.
Yeah.
But there's no stage moves. There's no...
stage fatalities?
Yes. Yeah, no stage fatalities. You can't bust through the stage.
We need a jury, for real.
It's not even like, smooth. Like,
I will not skip that jury.
All right, we will be back after this break. We're going to be playing a game that we haven't played in a little bit. So stick around for a lot
more.
It's called
Who's Your Daddy?
Video Game Bang.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hi, this is Yaya Han, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, hier ist Boris Seicho bei Video Game Bang, und ich bin der Komponist von Sunset Overdrive, das jetzt auf Xbox One erhältlich ist.
Get out real quick.
Aaron, have you went back and listened to my interview yet with Third Shift Gaming?
I literally stopped after all the praise that I got.
What?
when one of the hosts was like, Aaron is just so... It's like he's.
I think you're exaggerating a little
I'm
bit.
Not. He I was speaking. He had no words of how awesome I was.
I don't know about that.
Let's go to the tape.
Bring it
up.
Let's go to the tape.
We might have to go back to the
and
tape.
And I was like, when I heard that, I was just, you know, I said, thank you, sir. Then I stopped listening.
That's awful. It's awful.
I skipped through to see if there was any more mention of me. And I heard the episode. When I get on there, we'll definitely discuss some things.
Third Shift Gaming, another local area podcast. And
holla at me, Third Shift.
I was a guest on their show for last week. If you want to go check it out, they have a SoundCloud. I don't know the link off the top of my head, but you can go there.
They actually did holler at me, and I just...
On Twitter?
Yeah, they did.
On the Twitticus?
They did.
Are you tweefing? Or are you all good?
Are you queefing?
No.
Luda said tweefing.
Aaron, you got anything else you need to talk about? You need to get off your chest?
My chest?
Yeah.
Out of your chest? Do you need to get anything off of it, your chest?
Nope. I'm just going to show this.
What the hell?
Why? What is this?
It's his first kiss.
Oh, it's like eating a corn dog. Right.
That's awful, man.
Like a dead fish.
Oh, no. So
that's the segment we're playing. Oh, okay. There goes the ratings. You was right.
I feel like I'm here for an inordinate amount of bitch, you guessed it.
Are you always here for this?
Yeah.
You only done once, right?
This would be third time,
yeah,
at least.
The third time.
Did you do it with Ashley Burchin?
Yes, I was in. I was on air with her for that. Ah, that beautiful piece of
woman
radio journalism. Oh. But yeah, she's a beautiful piece of woman.
She is.
All right, we are of course playing Bitch, You Guessed It.
Wake me up when it's over.
Where we have it's America's favorite trivia game show, where we go through me and my co-host Waka Waka. I forgot his name, honestly.
OG.
That's
OG
terrible.
Mako.
You thought it was Waka Flocka. Didn't
he's running
you?
For yes, president
again.
That's how you can tell.
Again.
I'm pretty sure he's gotten wrong every time.
Well, because he doesn't realize you have to be 35, you idiot, to run for president.
No, we're talking about Waka Flocka. I think you're talking about something.
I was talking about him.
I'm talking about Waka Flocka.
Oh,
who's trying to run for president.
If you can, OJ Mako, tell them what they're playing for.
I still don't guala.
Audio binding contract. If I don't get paid for winning, I will sue you.
At least one guala. How much was that again?
That is at least.
I heard Benji's. At least 100.
At least $100 more than a guap. So. You were smiling. Yeah.
So. I thought it was like $27.33.
Exactly.
We are going to do this a special edition, and it's going to be a special. It's the Star Wars edition of Bitch, You Guessed
It. I've already
it.
Lost.
Have you?
I didn't know how freaking Wookiees work. How am I supposed to know anything about?
Was it
75
or 320?
320.
I'd say 320. That sounds about right.
We are playing the Star Wars because so many of you wanted to point out we didn't know enough about Star Wars. We want to test you guys so you guys could play at home and see if you're better than our panel here.
Ah, fuck you. Jedis aren't real.
Can I put that,
Star Wars is awesome.
Can I
don't get me wrong.
That to you just later in life? Ah, fuck you. Jedis aren't real. It's like an old man thing to yell at the kids on your porch.
Get off my porch. Right.
Question number one. Tatooine is thought to have been one of the oldest planets known to space. It's also composed of a molten core. How many suns does Tatooine have?
So are all planets that have molten cores?
Two.
That's right. You was
motherfucking right. Thank you.
Well done. Alexander is on the board.
Did you say your name?
Yeah, that's how I buzzed in.
No, that was kind of an easy one. Aaron, did you know that?
No.
You did not know how many...
It's called Tatooine.
I just remember the shot of it to show how hot it was. Is the shot of the desert has two suns. Like, one's setting and, like, one's way in the sky.
The first thing I said about Star Wars... Now, like, I've seen the Star Wars movies, but I'm not that,
Mobies?
Like... Yeah, the MOBAs. But I'm not that into it to where it's, like, I've learned all the little intricacies and stuff like that. So it's...
Like how to look at a planet.
So,
because
the first thing I said when we were talking about it last weekend, I called Luke a Padawan, and David quickly.
Luke.
He was never a Padawan. Like, what?
Wow.
How was he not?
Oh, Luke was never officially a Padawan.
Yeah, like, yeah, shut up. He was. He was.
He learned it, right? Don't you have to
did
be a
Yoda
Padawan?
Did Yoda call him that on Dagobah?
Did he? I don't know.
If he did, you better go
really,
rub it in people's faces.
The only way you can find out is ask Jensen.
This is how it kind of works on the internet. A new trailer comes out, and all of a sudden, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all Star Wars fans, and they all studied Wikipedia, and they know everything.
Wikipedia. Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing, by the way.
Is it just about Wookiees, or is it the whole Star Wars?
No,
it's
the whole franchise.
Then burn it. Bullshit.
All right, question number two. Bitch, who
guessed it? Not yet.
TIE fighters are depicted as fast, fragile starfighters produced by the Senar flight systems for the Galactic Empire. What does TIE stand for?
Aaron. Asian chicken.
Taiwanese people?
Nothing in the song worked. That's terrible.
Okay. So, TIE Fighter, what does it stand for? TIE. T-I-E. Three letters. That's what they are. They all go together. They're describing a starship. It's between Alexander and Steven. They're both Alex stroking his beard lovingly.
I do that most times.
Looking into the air. Steven smells like he smelt a fart.
Smells like he smelt a
fart. Is that what I said? Smells like he smelt a fart, everybody. Yep. That smelled like you smelled a fart.
Sweet, I got it right. Thanks for Price is Right-ing that for me. Thank you.
You got a new car. Congrats.
Sweet.
Can I get another hint? Because I don't...
Yeah, is there...
There's no other hints.
You're the worst.
Can you say that over for me?
Let's see. Can TIE Fighters are depicted as fast, fragile starfighters produced by the Senar Flight Systems for the Galactic Empire. What does TIE stand for?
Chicken. Asian chicken.
Taiwanese people. I never buzzed in.
Sorry, Steven.
So that's technically not.
We're gonna
my
go
answer.
Because this is kind of a difficult one. We will give Alex's one.
No,
shot
it's a
at
stupid
it.
One. That's what it is.
I want to say something stupid, like totally integrated.
You gotta think.
Exo
70s
ship. I don't know. Best.
You
I got.
Have failed this city.
You're wrong. I'm sorry.
What? I'm shocked.
This one is twin ion engines.
Nobody in
everybody
in this room.
You want to know
do
what,
have,
Aaron?
Oh, they do have two
I
exhausts.
I could honestly
right.
say six of these questions I came up with off the top of my head. There's
okay.
one I didn't.
I can honestly say you probably do know more about Star Wars than
yeah,
I do.
That's probably
so
true.
So what is...
Well, you said nobody in this room, and I am in this room,
what
sir.
What is the point?
Twin ion engines. That's right.
All right. Now, question... We're moving to question number three.
I'm just in it for the laser fights.
This planet is also known as Edine G5623.
Alderaan. I was just throwing out a
pun. Aaron Hoff. Same planets that I know. I don't know any other planets.
It's also known as the Wookiee Planet C or Wookiee World.
Alex.
Kashyyyk?
Never got that one.
How did you know that one?
Because you said Wookiee.
I know, but how did you know Kashyyyk?
He knows
they come
about
from
Star
Kashyyyk.
Wars.
Okay. Did you read the books, play the games? Is this? It's
yeah,
not...
I read a books. I played a game.
I read
a
books.
Books to play a game.
I've Star Wars'd a couple of times.
I'm sorry, I just followed the
They're
canon.
Featured in
excuse me.
Battlefront. They say like Kashyyyk Warrior when you pick a Wookiee.
Oh, okay. See, there you go. And you guys didn't know that?
Probably.
Nope.
You play on Kashyyyk in all those places.
Yeah.
Nope.
Let's see.
Isn't Kashyyyk Warrior like
Ojai
an actual...
Mako, just now that we're kind of hitting like, the midway point, will you remind them what they're playing for? Mula, Benji's, Franklin's,
and that Guava Fetty with us. Now I'm picturing him as Vanna White.
he actually never. Does wear a dress when he records these for us.
He definitely does.
That would be nice and light and airy. Gets hot in the booth.
Question number four. These droids serve as automated mechanics on smaller starships. Also, R2-D2 is this type of droid.
Alex, astromech droids.
You're right.
Wow. This is clearly Alex guessed
this
it.
I thought we were more well-versed in Star Wars people.
No. I never said that.
Really?
Never.
Wow. No, I will
watch I like
the movies,
Star Wars. Yeah. I think me and Steven are on the same thing. We like it. But not to the point where we're going to delve into the world like that.
Okay, well, yeah, we're almost done. That's the silver lining here, guys.
Thank God.
That's the silver linings playbook.
Yeah, thank God.
Ojai Mako, will you please?
OG.
Just what do I call him?
OJ Simpson, please.
Goddamn question,
kill
please.
Another person.
Acquitted, sir.
The glove does not fit.
You
doesn't.
Must acquit.
He killed that person. I don't care who you are.
He didn't, but he wrote a book that says what he would have done
if he had done it. He definitely he had.
No. Someone else wrote that book. For him.
Oh, really?
Right?
I don't know.
Next question, everybody.
All right, here we go.
The ghost of Johnny Cochran.
All right. Every time we get distracted, we got to be reminded what game we're playing. OG Mako.
Oh, God.
Which former hand to the Emperor married Luke Skywalker? This former hand of the Emperor.
Aaron. Hand Solo.
He did it. He got it right.
And
put emphasis on hand twice. Hand to the Emperor. Hand.
His name isn't Han Solo. It's Han Solo.
No, I don't care.
It's Hans.
This
it's Hans. Is
Han Solo. My name's Han Solo.
Hello, I'm Han Solo.
From Europe.
I got a Wookiee.
The planet Europe.
I got a
Do you
Wookie.
Like my Wookiee? I'm Han Solo.
My Wookiee. You pay me enough credits.
All these
I take
these
a poop
answers.
On your chair.
I have no clue.
That's his orgasm sound, by the way.
No other guesses on this one, huh?
Wait, say the question again.
If I say it, is it going to make you remember?
Yeah, it helps, because yep. I don't pay okay. attention the first time you
Which
talk.
Former hand to the Emperor married Luke Skywalker?
Married Luke Skywalker.
I didn't know Luke got married.
Yeah, I didn't know he yeah. got... I thought he just...
Yeah, we had to pull from the EU.
He
that's
can't have
now
kids.
Not canon, by the way.
I was just going to say, did they...
It's not canon.
Not canon the nope. extended universe?
Yeah, no, no, that's canon.
If they add this character, it would be interesting.
Why? If
they probably
not
will.
Canon,
they have to write new. They're gonna want to write new ones. They're
why
stupid.
Is there emperor again? Didn't they kill off the?
Don't worry about
empire?
It. They'll figure it
it's
out.
Retarded.
What's the answer?
Janus.
The answer is
something we don't give a shit about.
Jeez. Her name is Mara Jade. Everybody.
Nobody
Mara
knows
Jade.
That.
I knew
oh,
that.
Right.
I almost,
Mara Jade.
I almost
it's
named my
not
dog Mara.
Canon. Why are you pulling from this?
It is canon.
No,
no it's not.
Canon Mara Jade's
canon.
Not canon.
I didn't gone. Say we were doing a Star Wars movie, and it's not like all this stuff is going to disappear.
No,
the
it's
only
not
stuff
movie
that's canon
though.
Is the movie.
It's canon.
I'm a little upset though that the extended universe wasn't because I did get into
a there's
little
a lot of
that.
Really good stories
yeah.
in the EU.
Yeah, I didn't like how that was.
It's all made up.
Now it is. Yeah. Now it's
we're going to lose faith in everything. Nothing's real.
We're all gonna die anyway.
Your life's terrible. All you do is work and then you die.
Terrible.
Alright, OB Mako.
I have a lawsuit coming for slander. Literally.
I feel like you have to say his name right for it to be slander.
At least once,
OB.
Yes. At least once.
So my name is OB. OB Mako. It's getting hot in here, guys.
It is.
It all right, so
you're welcome.
We're almost done. We're almost done. Would you make a please? Boba Fett belongs to a nomadic group of clan-based people.
Aaron. Mandalorians.
Yeah, Aaron on the board.
Does he actually belong, or does he just have the suit?
He actually became Mandalore. Right.
He went. Right. That's in the extended universe, so it's not.
Oh,
canon.
So that's not canon either. So he didn't. So okay. Funny how that works.
You guys are shitheads.
I don't know if that's in these
Your universe. Game is shit. That's
I just remember...
Remember how he died in a Sarlacc pit and then didn't die in a Sarlacc pit?
He crawled out.
He literally, because he's in like game stories, like...
Crawled out.
He dies in everything he's in and then he comes back.
You hear that they're trying to bring
he's
back
like the
Yoda?
Terminator.
Saying he didn't die?
No.
Oh, God.
Let's see. OG Mako, will you please bring us in for this one last
I thought it was going to be a twist question, by the way.
I thought there was going to be good questions.
There was at least two.
OG Mako, we are coming up to the last question here. Please remind them what they're playing for. Mula, Benji's, Franklin's,
and Guapo, Fetty, Goodness. What was the last one?
Fudas. Let's see. Right. Sometimes referred
like
to as tailheads, this humanoid species in the Star Wars universe is recognized by their colorful skin and tentacles that grow from
Alex?
The base of their heads.
Twi'leks? Twi'leks? Whatever.
The sorry.
And that is how we play. Bitch, you guessed
Guidos.
It.
Guidos.
The fish people? The fish Koreans?
Alexander, congratulations on the victory, sir.
Yeah, whatever.
You want to thank anybody?
I'd like to thank you for making easy questions.
That is the worst accepted speech. Yeah, whatever.
I've come to expect
it. They're just bastards. Throw
I try.
Throw the
Corey, Mike, drop them out.
I don't even get credit.
I was excited for these upcoming Star Wars movies, and you've taken that away from me.
I'm not going to watch them now.
I was going to buy the whole set. No, you're not.
You know, to catch up, because my nieces haven't seen Star Wars.
Oh, well, you have to do it for them.
And I was going to do it, and now I don't want
to watch it in the machete order, though. Watch it in the machete order is what they call it.
What is the machete order? Like
4, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
How the hell is that? I don't...
It apparently makes sense if you machete things. Okay. I don't know. That's all it. Right. That's all I got for all it.
Right.
There was a web article I read, and they made a compelling case.
Okay.
You have to watch it in 4.
Interesting.
Then 1, 2, 3?
I believe so.
Well, we have some news stories to get to, everybody. We do still care about the news, and we are going to get to it, damn it. And the first news story we have
15
here,
minutes.
And we're going to cover everything in the news. Let's see. Elder Scrolls Online on console is massive. And the file size reflects that. You want to know what else is massive?
These nuts. Got him!
You have elephantitis.
I think I can only laugh at that because he started laughing at it before he pressed the button. Because
I knew it was coming. That's
terrible. So you're laughing more at the situation?
Yeah.
All right. Anyone planning to buy The Elder Scrolls Online on console likely knows what they're getting into. The series is known for its scale.
I don't know. Have you been to a GameStop?
MMOs are massive by definition. Those two together make the game going to be... It makes the game going to be big.
It makes the game going to be big.
It makes the game going to be very massive. Like that?
Very massive?
We learned today
very massive.
Exactly how big it'll be. Bethesda recommends PS4 and Xbox One users set aside approximately 65 GB, which stands for gigabytes.
Suck a penis. That is like...
65 gigs.
I played like 5 games on my Xbox One and I'm out of space.
That's bigger than the 50 gigabytes allotted on a Blu-ray.
Eat my tits.
So what's okay, these games are big.
Present them.
But what's going to make it go faster to download onto your system?
Oh god.
And better infrastructure.
Google internet.
So why you guys have to install games now on your consoles?
Yes.
Like you have to install it to the disc?
Yes.
Huh. That's weird.
Shut up, PC head over there. That's what we did.
Don't you have to buy discs for them, too?
No, actually, install floppy
Can you actually
discs.
Do downloads and stuff?
I hope you get a virus in your computer and just eats all your freaking information.
No, I mean, literally, I don't have a console, so I genuinely do have to ask. So, like, what? Multi-disc install?
No, it's just one disc.
Can you install a thing and then load a bunch from the disc? Do they prioritize that? Can you put more RAM? Can you read from the disc? And, like, I don't...
No. No, you can't.
Just, you have a computer now. You have a computer, and you're sad that it's not the way it was with plugging in a cartridge.
But does it take long for 65 gigs to install on a computer as well?
No. The installs are actually pretty quick.
Like, what's a rough time? Like 65 gigs. Not like an internet download, but a CD onto a... Because
I haven't done a CD install in so long. Oh, okay. It's not been a thing.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's not a thing on PCs anymore.
All right.
It's just downloaded overnight. Right.
You don't really even judge time overnight. You can just sleep on it.
Well, and also you can preload it before it comes out with Steam and stuff. Yeah, so you can buy it and then download it and then have it ready for you day one.
No need to.
I don't know. I don't know how to solve your problem. That's why I'm upset, honestly.
No, it's not a problem.
It is a problem because games are getting bigger.
I know, and I'm saying
is
it taking longer to install these games on both platforms? I don't care if it's console or whatchamacallit.
If anything, it's the download that takes a while. The install shouldn't take that long because the idea with downloading the data and having it as an install that way is basically you're just telling the computer, hey, here's all the stuff to run, go. Whereas installing from a disc is literally reading from the disc, installing it, reading from the disc, installing it.
And what makes that process a little slow? Is it a processor?
No, it's just the read speed of the disc. You hit physical limits. And then being able to... Yeah, I mean, the processor and the RAM, basically. Those are the two big things.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. All I wanted to know.
And write speed to the disc.
That all you wanted to know, Aaron?
Next story.
All right.
Jesus
Christ. Let's see. GameStop to give $100,000 in scholarships to its employees.
I felt this was this very important news to put out there, since us all being ex-employees of The Stop, which would have been a cool reality show if we had done it.
Yeah, we should.
You can still do it.
And not work there?
Yeah, especially not work there. That'd be the best part about the entire show.
But look at the prerequisites.
Let's see. GameStop recently committed a chunk of its capital to the future
chunk
of its organization.
Its capital? That's a lie.
It's a chunk. No one said it's a big chunk.
It's definitely.
No one said it's a big chunk.
Continue on.
The video game retailer is making an investment in itself by helping out the people who work at the store level. Today, GameStop announced its Power to the Scholars program.
Ooh.
See, I knew they were going to have to call something stupid. GameStop.
When are they going to start their...
the people marketing GameStop are ridiculous.
Their program to...
not suck?
To get, better laundry for, white clothes and call, White power. It's a long way for that.
Power to the whites is what you should have called it.
That was a Corey joke.
That was.
Yeah, Aaron.
It's rubbing
I'm
off.
Disappointed.
Damn
in
it.
You. Is it? You're losing it. Your blackness.
Oh Lord, no.
Closer, you.
I will go to Popeye's tonight.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna get the chicken,
red beans and rice.
They still have a whole freaking jug of juice there. Like what?
They sell jugs of sweet tea.
Yeah,
jug of sweet tea. I have been tempted every time I've gone in there to buy one of those.
If you guys don't have Popeyes in your area, is that just
Popeyes nationwide? Popeyes is worldwide. There's like three in Dubai,
but down in Louisiana, it's like a legit place to eat. It's not like it is here.
It's Applebee's down there.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Applebee's. Well, okay. That's more legit than a Popeye's.
Yeah, that's why I'm
ripping
trying.
Chicken.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. Today,
we're more than Popeye's, you're racist.
They announced Power to the Scholars. It's a scholarship fund for its employees that's made up of $100,000. Between May 1st and June 19th, employees can apply for one of 40 $2,500 scholarships.
Let's roll that one back there.
How many employees do they have in the store level?
Like, probably 10?
No.
How many work is a different question.
No, I'm saying how many employees, like, in the U.S.?
Oh.
At
it's
a store 11, level.
1,100.
Many. And that's how many stores there are? 1,100?
No. I thought.
You know, I never
stores.
Figured out what those numbers meant.
Nah. let's see.
But the 40.
Yeah, they're going to give this $2,000 to 40 of their employees. The requirements for the applications are that the employees must have worked at GameStop for at least 1 year. And have a minimum grade point average of 3.0.
Not too difficult.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Power to the Scholars is an extension of GameStop's Gamer Fund program, which offers assistance to employees facing hardship from tragic and isolated incidents. The
yeah, Gamers like working at GameStop.
Where was that when I got robbed 3 times, sons of bitches?
The first comment
that
I saw.
Had a gun in my face.
First comment that I saw was, if they have above a 3.0 grade average, they won't be working at GameStop.
Pretty much. Or if they will, they're going to be there for a very short time.
I was like, dang, when I started there, I had like a 2.7. Bastard, you got me.
He's right. Oh, man. What do you guys think about that? They're making strides. It always seems like GameStop says
it's
the
like
right
40.
Things.
They said there's 40 of they're giving them away, right?
It's always like GameStop, you read the headline and you go, wow. That's awesome. And then when you read the details.
No.
I've never been like, wow, that's awesome.
No, I say, oh, well, that's a good thing. And then I look at it and I'm like, well, that's like putting a penny in the donation jar. Like, you did it. You donated, but you didn't donate anything.
So there's 6,457 retail stores. There's probably a maximum of 10 people that work
at
the store.
Max of 10. Yeah, so multiply by 10.
So, and there's only 40 scholarships given out.
Yep.
What, are we playing the lotto here now? What are we?
Yeah, that's 100% the lotto.
Like,
but didn't they
the
actually
amount of
have
employees
a funding program?
Actually been there 1 year, which is a long time for a GameStop employee.
It's
right?
Not a long time when I first started.
Maybe
there,
not this group.
They had like decade people working there.
They
like,
have a lot of holiday hires. Though. We got all
that
the
SGA
holiday
life.
Hires.
Yes, that SGA but where they sit in that group.
Maybe someday I'll get the benefits.
Okay, weed out the holiday hires and the ones that actually go to school.
You got
to
think about that. Okay, yeah. When I got there, there were still a lot of people that went to school. Steven, you were in school at one point.
I was in school.
Antonio, yeah, like you were the minority.
I was the guy who'd already lived a life and had to come back and work for a chump.
In this room alone, there's a decade plus. You know, if you gathered everybody up, you only stayed there. Did you even stay there a year?
Yeah, I was there over a year.
Really?
No.
Really?
Active?
No, not active.
So then, no, you stayed there.
I was on payroll.
Mr. One day out of the week.
I bet that would still qualify for this thing, though.
If you add up all the days you actually worked, it was probably like maybe
less than a month.
3 months at the most.
I worked. I was working a solid 3 days a week. And
no,
for GameStop,
you were working 3-4 hour shifts.
Okay.
That's not 3 days a week.
That's 3 days a week.
That's not 3 days a week.
That's 3 days a week. He's counting physical days.
I'm counting physical days.
That's a day
I'm
and
going
a half.
Up to the calendar.
Maybe.
If I worked an hour there, I was a day.
Exactly. If
you had
I
to
have
work,
to leave,
by the way, labor laws said you had to work too. So
if I leave my house and I go there, that's a full day of work.
It seems like that's a drop, though, but literally. And then
mentally,
they,
yes, I get that.
When they say, oh, you know, they're committing a chunk of their revenue, that's a damn lie. It's a billion.
It's a chunk. It's a small chunk.
If we calculated what an actual chunk was of anything.
A cubic chunk.
A chunk of 9
metric,
billion?
What's
a chunk
of imperial?
What's a chunk of 9 billion? Because that's what it says their revenue is as of 2009.
100,000. Yeah, that's one
Don't
chunk.
Give me that bull crap. Because now you're just taking just whatever their damn right thing.
Boy, that's all it is.
A chunk of what billion?
And then what do you think they're going to do with this? They're going to take the money, definitely. Say they use it 100% for school, which I don't know any student that ever uses money that's given to them free 100% for school.
It's paying off their reserves.
I doubt they're going to hand them a check or cash. It'll probably be some sort of bond or something, wouldn't it?
It'll be in GameStop reward points.
You can buy like 8 controllers.
Trade those in.
Yeah, get some cash.
Cash is 20% less.
They're going to get a better job and they're going to move on.
Yeah. Poor GameStop. All right, here we go. Lonely Chinese gamers can hire escorts for the fields.
The fields of reels.
This is important fields. News. Read on.
The Chinese, I just can't take it seriously calling them that.
What, Chinese?
Why? What else?
Just the in front of it is so strong. It's the Chinese.
Yeah.
So the Chinese.
Is your racist white-ism coming out?
Yeah, no, it's because he can only read it. Racist.
The
what
gaze.
Other way?
Putting a the in front of it does make it different than the way you normally
say. Yeah, so what if I were saying the Americans?
Oh, racist.
That's still the.
Yeah, but
it's still weird.
But that still is what they are. They're Americans.
Well, they're not just the Americans.
So they're from China.
So
we're from America.
Here
That's
we go.
What
here we go.
I think you guys are thinking of it as just race,
the
not
Chinese
place.
People can race take gaming place. Very seriously.
New hashtag?
New hashtag.
So seriously, in fact, that they have created an entire industry revolved around keeping lonely gamers happy while grinding away in their virtual wastelands. So does this mean you can get grinded up on while you're grinding?
No, I
can
think
I get a handy?
I think it's just like kind of a escorty type of thing, minus the
escorts
sex.
Give out handies.
So while in places like America, we are regulated to finding our escorts, quote unquote, on Craigslist.
It's relegated, by the way.
What did I say?
Regulated.
You're so calmly correct. It's regulated, by the way.
And we risk a plethora of potential problems. The Chinese have simplified things and made it so that their escorts are virtual and, best of all, helpful.
And affordable. Look at those prices.
Not helpful in the sense that you have STDs to categorize, but helpful in that the available online female escorts will not only enhance your virtual social life, but they'll also guide you along your way. You could even do a face-to-face chat if you're feeling daring.
So they're just online.
So this is online.
It's playing with
I
girls
thought
online.
These were physical escorts, like bringing you cups of tea.
No, no, that's against the law in China.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
The service.
Hey, I'm pretty sure
the services the girls can provide range between $3 to $16 an hour, much cheaper than your standard real world hooker. I mean, escort. Kidding aside. I cannot read
copy
these
and
jokes.
Paste right off of that thing.
Not only is this a great scratch for the girls themselves, the female online escorts can pull in anywhere from
485. I lost it.
Larissa is going to quit her job and do this. Overseas,
but it is also
people.
A nice bit of scratch for the girls themselves. Female online escorts can pull in anywhere from $485 to $1,300 a month doing this. So how long until America jumps on this trend? Any ladies want to help me slug through Bloodborne?
But see, I don't know what they actually do besides
so
just...
So it seems like it's just online co-op play.
It's basically what Larissa does, dance for money in World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So would you pay a woman...
But she's making real money.
But would you pay a woman literally to play a co-op game with you like that?
That's right. What this is saying.
Yeah, that's why I'm posing the question.
I would not,
you,
but I feel like I have a grasp on reality somewhat.
I was going to say, I feel like we have real
Are you
friends.
Saying the Chinese do not have a
I'm saying
grasp
that,
on reality?
That... They have been pushing and diagnosing video game addiction more and more over in Asia.
Yes.
That is a thing. And a lot of it is because they also have a culture in which some shut-in culture is a thing. They'll just be like, nope, no outside world. And they'll get deliveries to the door and they'll never walk outside their house again. Like, yep. Literally never walk outside the door again.
They're not agoraphobics?
If they were, they wouldn't leave their house. Agoraphobia is actually fear of wide open spaces.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
Would
they
you,
don't
Aaron, pay to play with a female?
Hell to the nod comes to the
my.
To the first thought. I thought they did more. I thought they were actually physically in
the house.
You
can do a face-to-face chat.
That's what I was thinking.
No,
like,
face-to-face chat is, no. Yeah, whatever.
In the house, yeah. Rainy,
were you
the
hoping
toilet?
For a little, like, bondage?
No, what Steven was saying. Like, bringing your team. I'm like, in the zone.
Like bonding.
Giving you a massage.
I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm in the zone. Boom. I need a little thirst.
Mom, Hot Pockets.
Boom.
Hot Literally. Pockets, Mom.
But Mom's not around, right? You live on your own. So, you know, whatever her name is, Sue Lynn comes by with
That's
you know,
racist.
Some tea. And
what
boom.
If, what if her name's just Jasmine?
Like Jasmine isn't an Asian.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Thank you for that.
It's terrible.
Really? Like, vulgar, man. There's children that listen to this show.
Yeah, no, geez. Not kids anymore.
Kids don't listen to this show.
Looks like we just got banned from UC Davis.
That was pretty funny, Steve.
I don't know. I don't know about it. I just I don't
save your money. Don't
I,
do it.
I think oh, it's no. a cultural thing.
Clearly
yeah.
save your money. But not only that, but like but I'd love to see how long this lasts.
2 days.
Do you really think it will come to America? Like
no.
I don't see this coming to America.
Well, you know, there's businesses here locally that got like a lot of press and stuff on the news in Roseville, and they just
the cuddling colors. One, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll just go to your house and they'll just cuddle
no,
with
no,
you.
No, you go there.
Spoon you.
Do you go there?
Yeah,
why
you go there.
No, I think
you're inviting people to get killed.
You go there.
Oh, okay.
You go there to get cuddled.
Yeah, you go there and then you cuddle. I think it's mostly women that are doing it.
I've seen Game of Thrones.
Yes.
All right. I've seen when that guy got his throat slit.
That's all you can that's all you can do with these women?
Yes.
I can't like go in there but I don't want to cuddle. I just want to have a conversation.
With the couple.
Oh, you could probably just talk.
Yeah. It's for comfort. Wow, Aaron's really thinking about
you
this.
You know people do
I'm
that?
I'm going to go in there with the full argument. If she cannot keep up with my argument, like, here's the facts. I want to know why Roland died.
People
Let's
do
go.
That with prostitution.
York crusade.
Yeah. To find, like, see if they're undercover. They go, they rent the girl out, have a conversation with her. Because an undercover cop wouldn't stay there and waste time. Like, eating at a diner or whatever for an hour.
They're, I would if I was an undercover cop.
Patton Oswalt did that. He ended up not sleeping with his prostitute.
He just
yeah, he talked to her, and then he got too weirded out with the situation and then left.
Huh. So was he
And she was,
looking?
Like, insulted.
Was he looking for a good time?
Well, yeah, he decided to get an escort. He wanted to try it.
Well,
was
I mean,
this
if
a
he,
comedy bit, or was this
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Being
was it
real?
A comedy bit, or did
no,
he?
No, like, he actually did that. Oh. I mean, he turned it into a comedy bit, but this was earlier in his life that he was talking about.
Oh, well, whatever.
It happened. I mean, it's one of those things that surprisingly
no,
happens a lot.
No, calm down, man.
Do what you
we
want
know.
To do.
You know, Alex.
Yeah, geez. we're gonna discuss why
Mr.
Roland
Hostile.
Died.
Damn. Experimental mod envisions Dota 2 as a third-person shooter.
It's in the Source Engine, so you did it.
You
there
did
you
it. Yeah.
I think it's more the fact that it's another way to play the MOBA that's been so League point and clicked up at the you know deal. This one is more Smite feel. Just the same exact damn characters as Dota.
So here. Just come out with it, make it legal, like actually in the game, just the mode.
But would you?
Oh, it'll get picked up.
Would you be more into that, Aaron?
I'd definitely try it. Yeah.
Dota looks beautiful, and it just seems way more complicated.
Does
than
it
League
smell
even.
Like it smells beautiful?
It smells like it smelled a fart.
Yeah.
you've played Dota, right, Alex?
Yeah.
It is much
Did,
more
seriously?
Complicated, isn't it?
You had to ask him that question?
Yeah, it's
know,
way
really.
More complicated.
Like, having the higher ground actually matters.
Yeah, it has a lot of, like, little things that were a weird... Sometimes they were just a weird engine glitch from Warcraft 3 that they kept and made an entire full feature of the game now.
Wow.
Which I think is kind of back-asswards, honestly. But whatever. I mean, I don't know. Because it makes it... It's almost like it's complicating it for no real reason, especially compared to a lot of the new MOBAs. You know, Heroes of the Storm and League of Legends simplified a lot of things. And you look at Dota and you're like, I do respect their high-end play because they're doing so much, but I can do similar things a lot easier in this other game, and I don't have to spend 100 hours just to figure the game out.
I think that's the same thing with League, though, too. Like
League has still a lower barrier,
it's
but it is
lower,
still a lot higher.
Still, yeah, it's still like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, that's Mount Everest, but that's Mount Fuji. That's still a giant mountain. It doesn't matter. Like, when you put it to, like, auto-buy, I don't want to deal with the shop.
Yeah.
I can build my thing before game hand and then auto-buy each time I go back home or whatever.
Like
that's
you can
one
do that
thing.
In Heroes of New Earth, actually.
I've never played Heroes of New Earth.
That one was Dota 2 before Dota 2 existed. It looked prettier, but it had all the same mechanics in it. And then once Dota 2 came out, they had to change some things and not release
hashtag #death to MOBAs.
Wow.
Because it's oversaturated. And
it's very oversaturated, just, but I think...
to me, it's Call of Duty now.
The big ones get the light.
There's a new one.
And the small ones die off pretty fast.
But because Call of Duty always has a price barrier of entry. These MOBAs do not have a price barrier of entry.
So that's why it's more... accessible, but you play
like a free game because you're like, I don't care about this game, it's free,
and then you just uninstall it and it sucks,
and then you buy crap.
I'm still waiting for this official second generation of MOBAs to hit.
Like, I don't want there to be, I want them to just be done with the franchise. End it, Steven.
They're never going
to. You really
to.
Feel strongly about it.
Because this. Now it's the staple for video game esports. Yeah,
no, but see, like, that's the thing. Like, I think they're just going to focus on this type of game and not
like what venture they do with Grand Theft Auto.
With something different.
Remember when Grand Theft Auto came out? Everything was a sandbox. Remember Jack 2? Does anyone remember Jack 2?
Yes, I do.
Jack 3, I remember, but I don't remember.
Oh, Jack and Daxter was totally different. It was like a fun platforming game, and then Jack 2 came out after Grand Theft Auto, and it was a Grand Theft Auto clone.
Didn't you steal cars in Jack?
Yes.
2 or Jack 3?
There was no reason for it.
Yeah, it was.
There was no reason. And then everyone looks at that and they're like, that was dumb. You guys were dumb. And then
it did get oversaturated, but still, that era did bring some awesome games.
Same with this. I mean, we have some awesome MOBAs.
Yeah.
But I mean,
excuse me,
what?
We have a awesome MOBA.
We have some awesome MOBAs.
Well, I think you would even agree there's at least two good ones out
there. That's two. That's not some.
That's some.
A couple.
How about that? We have a couple of awesome MOBAs.
Yes. And some good
ones. I think
ones.
Corey's upset because you're not adding League to that.
I'm not adding League to any list besides the world's weakest piece of crap that
I've
ever... You're
going to say HOTS and Smite.
Yeah, that's what that is.
It's so...
So what? Defend it.
No, I can't because your mind is made up.
Yeah.
You can't defend something against someone that whose mind is already made up.
Not really. Because my mind was made up about Roland, but it softened up whenever he told me the reason.
But you still hate it.
Because he's the one who
made
it.
I hate the idea, but I understand it now.
He's the one who did it, though. I don't have that. I didn't make those games.
Oh, well, then maybe I need to talk to them.
But you do.
You're a PC player, so...
My opinion matters more, because we've had the games longer than y'all.
We're done with the news, everybody. We can move on. Now we're going to move on to not the news. This is so different than the news. It's nothing like the news. This is Bang Bites, everybody. And Bang Bites are
little bits of information about the news.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not the news.
It's not the news. It's like bite-sized versions.
It's like little news. It's a chunk of news.
It's baby news.
It's a chunk of news.
It's a game
chunk of news.
It's a GameStop chunk of news.
It's a GameStop scholarship of news.
So it's $100,000 worth of news? Good Lord.
No, it's like 1/1,000th of what it could be.
Mm.
All right, and the first story is...
Now you're just making it longer than it needs to be, yeah.
It's called Bang Bites.
Bang Bites. It's supposed to be quick.
My God.
Do we load?
Shovel Knight unearths on April 29th on Xbox One.
That's good. I heard that game is really good.
And you're going to have Battletoads to play with.
And not Kratos.
Why? Is Kratos coming to the...
Apparently he's coming to the P348 version.
were they supposed to be in the game, like, for reals?
Apparently,
yeah. Battletoads will be in Shovel Knight.
I don't know if it, I've been
it's
seeing. It's
because Microsoft doesn't know what to do with their franchise.
They bought it, and they're like, "Oh shit, what
do
we do with it?"
Pretty much.
Let's put it in everything.
Whatever. Series
Halo Battletoads game. Edition.
Mm. I don't know. I might watch videos of that.
Next,
and Shovel Knight too. It was pretty high ranking on the Weekend Bang. We did the top 18. Indie games
of the decade, apparently.
And Shovel Knight was like in the top 5, I think.
Yeah, it's really good. It's supposed to be really, really good retro, but also modern day enough that it's good.
Cool. Well, April 29th, 1992, you can get that on the Xbox One. New Overlord confirmed will have 4-player co-op.
Hmm.
I didn't play any of the first two, so.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we play Overlord?
When did I play Overlord? Where you're the bad guy.
Yeah, and you have
you're the minions.
I never played that.
Oh,
good game.
What am I thinking?
Pretty sure
of?
I played the
What's
demo.
The game we played that we reviewed, actually? Remember, it was like Pong, but 4-player?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was called Overlord.
That remake you're talking about.
Yeah.
That crap remake.
Wasn't it called Overlord?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Overwatch?
No. No, definitely wasn't Overwatch.
Over Under?
No.
It was terrible. Just put it that way.
Yeah, it was
it's fun. Not worth remembering, is what you're telling
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
It was some couch co-op fun.
It was called Forgettable.
It wasn't Mortal Kombat.
It's called Forgettable.
Mortal Kombat was legit.
If Florida we're talking Kombat. About launches, too, I don't see it here in the Bang Bites, but I will go ahead and just drop a little bonus Bang Bite, and that actually...
We're running out of time here. What are we doing?
No, we got time. Remember Happy Wars, everybody?
Yeah. No.
Happy Wars is coming to the Xbox One on Friday.
Everybody look at number 5 on the Bang Bites.
Is it number 5 on the Bang Bites?
If we went through the Bang Bites, maybe we would have got to it.
All right.
The Escapist, reading comprehension is not his strong suit.
The Escapist Alcatraz DLC is now available.
Hey. So they're going to add Alcatraz into the game Escapist. And
so that way, that's another one you can't get out of, right?
Pretty much, because I spent 8 hours on the first prison, which literally had the guards opening the door saying, you can leave anytime you want, and I just chose not to.
Good job.
Gears of War cinematics director leaving Epic Games to join Black Tusk Studios.
So basically the guys who made Gears of War
Are all back together again?
Yeah.
Yay!
The band is back together again.
Number 5, everybody.
Happy Wars coming to the Xbox One this week.
Oh, that's a good bang bite, Aaron.
They added some features. It's going to be 4-player split screen now.
Wow.
What is Happy Wars?
It's a MOBA.
It is a MOBA.
It is like a console MOBA. A MOBA.
Oh, console MOBA. That's what a way to combine two great things I love.
It's in third person, too.
It's third person.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sign me up.
But
Hack and slash.
It's so freemium, it hurts, though. Like, it just feels like people could buy their way.
I liked it, though, until it started like, oh, yeah, you can buy the strongest weapon in the world. Yeah. It was
you hit the paywall sort of thing, you know?
But like, no, because in the beginning it wasn't like that. Then they start implementing these new
premium gonna free.
One negative, big negative for me is that they originally said it was going to be cross-platform with the 360 and then ended up going back on that.
It's because it's too hard to do.
The 360 community on this game is already dwindling, so that's...
Yeah, Peter Molyneux actually... said he wasn't going to play it either.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well, he's a liar, so he's playing it.
Exactly.
Journey's soundtrack getting a fancy vinyl release.
Yeah, Journey's going to come out with a new soundtrack.
Great. Something I'm not going to buy.
The wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Out of all the Journey songs, you picked the one that isn't the most popular.
What? That's a Journey song?
Exactly.
Is it? I know the song, but I didn't think that was a Journey song.
I'm pretty
sure
it's a Journey song.
I don't think it's a Journey song.
And if it's
Is it Foreigner?
I don't know.
I think it might be Foreigner.
More than a feeling.
I mean, Foreigner's probably that. Journey, though. So, I mean.
They're the same band to me. I'm sorry. Journey and Foreigner are the exact same.
All right.
Foreign Journeyer.
Capcom announces Ghostbusters Puzzle Fighter for the iOS.
Instead of just Capcom's Street Fighter Puzzle Fighter, maybe?
No. Nope. Don't listen to Capcom anymore.
You know what I like with Mortal Kombat?
Wasn't this the one that was going to have a beta or something
in the game?
Like I really don't know.
I think they were going to have a beta for this. It's like
on the iOS, you don't need a beta.
Yeah, you do.
It's very weird. Let's see. The BioWare store is now selling talking Elcor plushies.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I kind of want one.
And the third Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse DLC pack was going to do something cool.
Gives a fan a look at the Resurrection F film, the new film.
Aaron, Steven, Alexander, and Corey, we hope you guys have a great week. We'll see you on the weekend. Bang live.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I'll
let
you still bang. Pretty gay.
I'll let you bang.
Throw that out there.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Weekend bang live,
he's
huh?
Nuts. Got him!
Got him!